Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, it's wonderful to be here tonight. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before Thee in prayer. Thank Thee, O God, for this blessed opportunity. We thank Thee, O God, that we have yet another week, yet another day to come before Thee. And we pray, O God, that Thy presence would be felt by all who are here and all who are listening online and by all who will hear this recording later. We ask for a move of Thy Spirit. And we pray, Lord, that Thou would fill us all with a desire to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. For we know that Thou inhabitest the praises of Thy people. And we long to feel close to Thee here tonight. We ask, O God, for Thy anointing to be here. We ask for Thy blessing to be here. We pray, Lord, that each and everything we do would be pleasing in Thy sight. We ask this, we pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. Well, if you can find your melodies of praise hymnal, we're going to start with number 43 tonight. Count Your Blessings, number 43. Upon Thy billows You are tempest tossed. When You are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count Your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise You what the Lord hath done. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your blessings, see what God hath done. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count Your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your blessings, see what God hath done. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count Your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your blessings, see what God hath done. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count Your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your blessings, see what God hath done. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your blessings, see what God hath done. Count Your blessings, name them one by one. Count Your many blessings, see what God hath done. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
We're going to turn now to number 8 in the hymnal, There Shall Be Showers of Blessing, number 8. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy comes round us, are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of praise. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we did. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Thirsty drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank the Lord Jesus. And then we're going to turn now to number 72 and sing, I Want That Kind of Blessing. Number 72. Let me just stick a little bit here. Praise the Lord. Alright, there we go, number 72. When Jacob met the Lord upon that lonely night and wrestled there alone until the morning light, he won a princely title to gird him for the right. I want that kind of blessing. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation to fill the rose of heaven.
and Israel at last came into Canaan's land. The Lord His riches gave, so full on every hand. They drove their foes before them and dwelt a heavy band. I want that kind of blessing. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation to fill those of heaven or people. This is the day of grace. The Comforter is here. We are a chosen race. Our God is drawing near. He's waiting to be gracious, the prayer of faith to hear. And then He'll send the blessing. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation to fill those of heaven for you. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation to fill us of heaven.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord Jesus. Praise God. And you know, just so there's no confusion, I mention this from time to time when we sing this song. When it says chosen race, that does not have anything to do with skin color. In fact, God's people are taken from every race. And in heaven, you'll see people of every shade. Praise the Lord. So, glory to God. That's wonderful. And I just love the way there's no prejudice in God's kingdom. There's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond nor free, but we're all one in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And He has a blessing for His people. Glory to God. We're going to turn now to number 210 and sing Victory Ahead. 210. When the host of Israel, led by God, round the walls of Jericho softly trod, trusting in the Lord, they felt the conqueror's tread. By faith they saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. David with a shepherd's sling and five stones met the giant on the field all alone. Trusting in the Lord, he knew what God had said. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Daniel prayed unto the Lord thrice each day, then unto the lion's den led the way. Trusting in the Lord, he did not fear or dread. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus.
but not the dread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Often with the carnal mind I was tried, asking for deliverance all I cried. Trusting in the Lord I reckoned I was dead. By faith I saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus. Victory ahead, trusting in the Lord I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. When like those who've gone before to that land, by death's river cold and dark I shall stand. Trusting in the Lord I will not fear or dread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus. Victory ahead, trusting in the Lord I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus. Victory ahead, trusting in the Lord I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to turn now to number 252 and sing Victory, number 252.
Hallelujah, what a thought, Jesus' full salvation brought. Victory, victory, let the powers of sin assail, heaven's grace can never fail. Victory, 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 yes, victory. Hallelujah, I am free, Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah, He is all in all to me. I am trusting in the Lord, I am standing on His word. Victory, victory, I have peace and joy within, since my life is free from sin. Victory, 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 yes, victory. Hallelujah, I am free, Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah, He is all in all to me. Shout your freedom everywhere, His eternal peace declare. Victory, victory, let us sing it here below, in the face of every foe. Victory, 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 yes, victory. Hallelujah, I am free, Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah, He is all in all to me. We will sing it on that shore when this fleeting life is o'er. Victory, victory, sing it, hear ye ransom throng, start the everlasting song. Victory, 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 yes, victory. and all to hear. Victory, yes, victory. Hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Victory, hallelujah. He is all in all to hear.
Praise God. We're now going to turn to number 294 and sing Victory in Jesus, number 294.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and saw the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought near and He fought near with His redeeming blood. He was near, I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. Somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew Him, and all my love is through. Once we do victory, we meet the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to you. Punish me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise God. Thank the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we do have a couple of prayer requests tonight, so we're going to take care of those right now. Carla Kurt's mother, Irma, is having a vein in her leg cleaned out tomorrow morning and asked prayer for her. So we'll pray for Irma that all goes well with that procedure. And then we also have a prayer request for Sophia, who is seeing a hematologist tomorrow. Please pray for the doctor to be blessed with wisdom from the Lord to correctly diagnose her. And we will bring both of these petitions before the Lord right now. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer this night on behalf of Irma. We pray, Lord, that thou would be with her. We pray, Lord, that thou would guide her every step of the way as she goes through this procedure. We pray, Lord, that thou would guide the medical professionals who are involved. We pray, Lord, that all would go well, that there would be no complications, that there would be no trouble whatsoever. But we ask, Lord, that everything would go exactly as it needs to. Be with Irma. We pray, let thy spirit be upon her. We pray, O God, that thy spirit would comfort her, O God, and be with her throughout this entire procedure, Lord. We know that thou art able to do it. We ask, O God, that thou would guide and direct the doctors in all things. And we pray this in Jesus' name through the power of thy saving blood. And Father in heaven, we also pray for Sophia. We ask, Lord, that thou would inspire these doctors, these medical professionals, to find the correct diagnosis for this issue that Sophia has been having. We pray, Lord, that it would be completely corrected, completely diagnosed, or if possible, that thou would touch her and heal her thyself, Lord. For we know that thou art the great physician, and we know that nothing is too hard for thee. But either way, we ask for a quick resolution to this problem, Lord. We pray for complete deliverance, O God. We ask, O God, that there would be no problems whatsoever with the appointment tomorrow, but we pray, Lord, that everything would go exactly as it needs to. And we pray this in Jesus' name through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And we're going to turn this over to Shirley in just a moment. Before we do that, though, I'm just going to give you a couple of praise reports. The newsletter is written, and it's in the process of being corrected. We're likely going to be printing it tomorrow and mailing on Friday, and also I will be posting it online tomorrow as well. I'm just really thankful to have it done, because there was a period of time when I wasn't sure if I'd be able to do it, when my vision was so bad, and thankfully, and that's the other praise report, my vision has greatly improved. I do still have some floaters in my eye, but I know that over time they will fade away, so I just have to be patient in that regard. I'm just thankful to have the use of two eyes. Praise God.
Oh,
hallelujah. And we are now going to turn this over to Shirley and see what the Lord has put on her heart. Praise God.
Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be here again. Praise our God. And yes, we're thankful the street has been paved now, and it looks like they're getting ready to put in sidewalk. So, with the weather, if it will cooperate, it was raining today. Right here. praise the Lord. Okay, praise God. Well, thank the Lord. These little things that come up all the time, these snakes, but oh, thank the Lord. We are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthens us. Praise our God. Oh, it's wonderful to know the Lord. It's wonderful to have His promises. I know we're living in a very perilous time, and oh my, what do people do without Jesus? Oh, praise the Lord. We're so blessed to know Him, to be able to open up His Word, and we thank God if He's given us understanding. What a gift that is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was saying earlier that Samuel was giving the praise reports, and anyway, we do have a street that's paved at this point, but now we're waiting for the sidewalk to be put in, and it looks like they kind of got it prepared, and so once the weather is right, I have a feeling that we'll have sidewalk. So thank the Lord, little by little, we all have kind of struggled through this process. It's been a long one, but praise the Lord. It's wonderful when things are completed and you see the hand of the Lord, how He has helped us through all of it. In reality, praise our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You, God, that we can come before Thee, Lord. We thank You for Your precious Word that talks to our hearts. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, that we can gather, Lord. Oh, God, even if it is at a distance, Lord. Oh, God, You've brought us together in heavenly places, Lord, that we might worship You together, that we might open up Thy Word together, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that You'd help us, Lord, that You'd stir us, God, that You'd give us the insights that we need. Oh, God, that You'd help us, oh, Lord, to be watching and waiting for Thy coming, Lord, for even it is at the door, Lord. And, oh, God, as we see these things coming to pass on this earth, I pray that You give us discernment. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to learn to put our hope and trust and faith in Thee, Lord Jesus. We could do nothing without Thee, Lord. And Thou art the one who can help us to fight the battles and to overcome, Lord Jesus. I pray that You work in us. Oh, Lord, I pray that encouragement would come forth tonight. I pray that faith would come forth. Lord, I pray that there would be victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for Thou hast died to give us victory, Lord, over the things of this world. Oh, Lord, that we might be overcomers, Lord, that we might live with You, Lord, that we might overcome the plights of this world and all the discouragement, all the hindrances, all the sicknesses, all the diseases. Oh, Lord, You died. Oh, God, that we might have victory, Lord, and You sent forth Your Spirit, Lord, that we might walk in Your ways. I pray, oh, Lord, that You'd work tonight. I pray that You'd use this word. I pray, oh, God, that it come forth as Thou would ordain it to come forth, Lord. Oh, God, I give this word to You, Jesus. I can do nothing of myself, Lord. I just know that, oh, God, through You, Lord, we can, oh, God, see great and wonderful things, Lord. And, oh, Lord, You can make Your word come alive in our hearts and in our lives. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, God, have Your way, Lord Jesus. Talk to us. Draw us close to Thee, Lord. Work, Lord. Oh, Lord, work in our hearts. You know the work that yet needs to be done, Lord. I pray that You'd work in us, Lord. Oh, God, You'd give us all that faith to see the victory ahead. In the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray that You'd work. Oh, Lord, the devil would have no ability to disrupt or hinder. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I know I just have been reading the newsletter today, and you know, I guess we're all pretty aware of some of the goings on in this world, and I suppose most of us realize in about 4 weeks we'll have an election, and oh my, only God knows what is ahead. And there's so many possibilities as we see what has already happened in this country of the United States. But praise the Lord, we serve a mighty God who knows how to keep His people no matter what. And I do believe these things that we are seeing are all ordained by God, in that things have to come to a certain state before it's all accomplished, before the will of the Lord comes forth. And I know we have that ability to pray. And oh yes, through prayer, those mountains can come down. And oh yes, we can see many great victories in the name of Jesus. But oh, the Lord uses all of this to help us. Oh yes, to become stronger, to have more faith, to overcome this world. And you know, we're not going to make it without faith. You know, there's no way we can go forward and see the hand of the Lord if we don't have faith. But praise the Lord, there is victory in Jesus. And yes, there's so much to be thankful for. I know this summer I've really appreciated just the little things, I think, a little bit more than before. I know as I've looked out of my window many times, I've just had to thank the Lord for green grass and beautiful trees and flowers and, you know, just seeing people walk peacefully down the street and all over in the tennis court, which is not far from me, where I can see from my upstairs window, you know. There were people playing tennis. There are people playing tennis today. And I have to thank God for, you know, such things. Because we've seen great turmoil. We've seen great distress. And I know in some places you don't walk the streets very easily in this time of great insanity. But oh my, thank the Lord, God is with His people. And we know that He's not going to withdraw and abandon us when we need Him the most. Praise the Lord. No, He's going to be with us. We know He said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world." And yes, we're going to, oh yes, talk about God's ability to help us here tonight. We'll call this message, "Fear Thou Not." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. "Fear Thou Not." Praise our God. Oh, He's a great God. And oh yes, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, our God can give us that strength to overcome by faith to see the victory ahead. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Proverbs, the third chapter here, to begin with a couple verses here in Proverbs chapter 3. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to verse 25 and verse 26. Praise our God. It says in verse 25, "Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We are seeing fearful sights. I know Brother Samuel wrote in the newsletter that, you know, the suicidal rate is up, that, you know, anxiety and fear is up. So many people don't know how to cope with these situations. But praise the Lord, we serve a faithful God. And yes, His promises are yea and amen. Praise the Lord. And I just love how it's written here in Proverbs 3. I'm just going to read these two verses once more. They say, "Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Oh, praise the Lord. These are verses that we can take to heart, that we can write on the tables of our heart. Oh, we want to have them down there when, you know, things get even rougher. Just those reassurances there. Yes, the promises of the Lord. And oh, yes, oh, the fact that we don't have to be afraid of the sudden fear, of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, because God shall be our confidence. Oh, praise the Lord. Our hope, our confidence is in God. Our reassurances are in God. And it promises here that He's going to keep our foot from being taken. Oh, praise the Lord. I love that. Praise the Lord. Our God is so good. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Psalms right now. Let's go to chapter 27 here in the Psalms. Praise God. This is a beautiful psalm. And, oh, this isn't the only time we've gone to this chapter, but praise the Lord. It's so fitting for the moment right now, and there's so much in this chapter. Praise the Lord. Psalms 27, a psalm of David. Amen. He begins in verse 1 by saying, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You know, we all experience hard moments. And, you know, we all go through trying situations. And, yeah, there can be scary things that happen in a moment. But praise the Lord. We know the Lord has promised to take us through every situation that comes up. And, oh, thank the Lord, we don't have to be afraid. He's our light. He's our salvation. He's the strength of our life. We don't have to be afraid. And then, oh, it goes on. Oh, David went through so many hardships. He fought so many battles. He had so many enemies. And not that he wanted them to be enemies. It just seemed that people turned against him. And people that he loved even turned against him. And my, how hard it was. But praise the Lord, God gave him the victory. It tells us in verse 2 here, "When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell when they sought to destroy him and to bring him down. Instead, God being with him, they stumbled and fell." It goes on to say in verse 3, "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." Oh, that is so beautiful. We know that David had a lot of strength that came from the Lord. Oh, yes, you know, when he went before that Goliath, oh, it was that the Lord was with him. He had confidence in God. There would be no other way that you could go before this great giant with just a slingshot, no armor on, because he had not proved them. But going before that giant, oh, it was because he knew he had a God that delivered, that saved, that would be with him, that would honor his faith. Praise the Lord. And he was able to run towards Goliath. Praise the Lord and see the victory. Praise the Lord. Yes, the others were shaking in their boots. No one else was willing to go fight that giant. But God put faith in that shepherd boy's heart. Praise the Lord. And he was able to do it. Oh my, what faith will do. If we could just be bold. And we could just have faith in the name of the Lord. Well, you know, you might not even imagine. You know, we might do things even out of character. Because God has given us a boldness and a strength and a confidence that we would not have, you know, of our own. But praise the Lord, yes, David knew what it was like, yes, many times to be surrounded by an enemy. Again, even people he loved, even Saul, who turned so harshly against him. Praise the Lord, but yet God was with David and he saw great victories. Amen. He had great confidence in his God. And then I think we see a bit of the heart of David when we look at verse 4. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 4, and I think this scripture is so beautiful. It says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." Oh, praise the Lord. You know, it is so beautiful, so wonderful, such a privilege to go before our everlasting God. Oh, our Savior, our friend that sticks closer than a brother. Oh, praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to go before Him and bring our needs, our petitions, our hearts. Oh, praise the Lord, all our fears. Oh, praise the Lord, we can give them over to the Lord Jesus. But oh, yes, I think we see the heart of David here as he was saying, oh, this thing that I desire, this is what his life consisted of. That was, you know, what it was all about in his thinking. That was the desire of his soul. Oh, and he was going to seek after it. Praise the Lord. And that was that he would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Oh, praise the Lord. It is so beautiful to be able to come and gather with the people of the Lord. I know some of us don't have that privilege to gather in person, but praise the Lord, we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And praise the Lord, even if we are just one. Oh, yes, the presence of the Lord can come down. And oh, yes, we can dwell in His presence. Praise the Lord in that place where our God is. But you know, it is a privilege to gather together in person and freely worship. I know, oh my, it was something else when, oh yes, we couldn't freely assemble here earlier this year. The bands were on, and well, we did come here to, yes, a few of us to bring forth the service and broadcast it, but you know, for the most part, a lot of people couldn't come. They said 10 or less, and oh my, that meant restrictions. But how beautiful it is. Oh yes, when the doors can be open. And we've been so privileged here as Americans. I know it's not like this all places in the world. Oh my, dear people in China, how, you know, those that love the Lord, how, you know, they might go to gather someplace and not know if they're ever going to come home again. But we've had a lot of freedom and a great privilege to worship freely here in this country at this point. What a joy it is. Oh, yes, Sunday, as we were worshiping the Lord, the presence of the Lord came down in such a mighty way. Oh, I love it. So those times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus when He sends forth His Spirit. And oh, yes, all the cares of this world begin to melt, and all the fears and everything else. Oh, God, all the worries. Oh, my, they vanish in the presence of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, yes, a freedom. Oh, yes. And you know, it is so true. Those other things all go. And yet, oh, yes, yeah, I believe that David, the psalmist, became king of Israel. Yes. Oh, I knew what it was like to be in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And oh, he knew how wonderful it was to be in that secret place where the Lord comes down. And we sense how very close he is. And he even talks to our hearts. Praise the Lord. But yes, this was his desire. And that's what he was going to seek after, that he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. And yes, beyond that, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Oh, what a privilege it is. Oh, to be able to go to the Lord. Oh, the King of Kings. Oh, yes, the Lord of Lords. Oh, the Mighty One who knows how to deliver us. The Mighty One who came to seek and to save. Oh, praise the Lord. But oh, yes, that hope of seeing the beauty of the Lord. Oh, to see the King in His beauty. Oh, yes. Oh, that which is afar off, it seems, but not really. Not really, because we're edging closer and closer and closer. And one day we too shall see the King in His beauty. Praise the Lord. One day we too shall stand before the Lord. And oh, yes, the trials of this life are past the test. All the other things that went wrong and all the things that we didn't know how to handle, so it seemed. Oh, my. Thank the Lord we can give it all over to Jesus. And oh yes, He's going to help us. He's going to direct us. He's going to make a way. Praise the Lord. And what a privilege it is. Oh yes, to have such a friend as Jesus. Oh, that ability to inquire in His temple, that place where God is. Oh, yes, to seek Him. Oh, yes, to talk to Him, to pour out our hearts unto Him. What a privilege that is. What a joy that is. What a wonder that is. For it tells us in verse 5, "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." How beautiful that is. Oh my. And yes, knowing that God in His infinite ability and you know, the privileges that He blesses us with, in those times of trouble, He knows how to hide us. However He might do it, we know that He did it for Elijah, the Tishbite. And that's such an exciting story. You know, He had announced to Ahab in the 17th chapter of 1 Kings that it was not going to rain. Oh my, Ahab had, boy, had turned to Baal and reared up altars for Baal, and he had provoked the Lord, he had made groves, he had done so many things to anger God. And so it was that Elijah the Tishbite came to Gilead and said to the king Ahab that, "As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these 3 years, but according to my word." And you know, Ahab wasn't nice. He wasn't going to take to that too well. And after he declared those words unto Ahab, God told Elijah that he needed to get out of there, to go from there. "Get thee hence," it says in verse 3, "and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan." And praise the Lord, God took him to Cherith, that brook Cherith before the Jordan River. And, you know, it was that God provided for him there. He sent ravens to feed him. And in the morning, he was fed bread by the ravens. And flesh also. And in the evening, the same thing. He was fed bread and flesh. And he drank of the water of the brook. But then there came that time when the brook dried up. Had God abandoned him? Oh my, now is he in trouble? No. God just had another plan. And so the word of God came to him again. And this time he was told to go to Zarephath, which was in Sidon. And there he would find a widow woman who would sustain him. Amazing thing. So Elijah began his walk to Zarephath in Sidon. And praise the Lord, says when he came to the gate of the city in verse 10 in this chapter, 1 Kings 17, "Behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And oh my, seemed like, you know, she maybe could have brought him water, but now he's asking something mighty peculiar to her because she's about ready to die, she thought. And so she said in verse 12, and she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." Oh my, it sounded pretty serious, didn't it? And oh my, she was just thinking of one last meal, it sounds like, and then starving and dying. But no, God had another plan. God knows how to take care of His people. Praise the Lord, we're so blessed, and we know the living God. And verse 13 tells us, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. Well, you think, wow, that's really asking something. Do it for me first. But no, it would be a work of faith and a work of obedience. And the Lord honored it. Oh, yes, the Lord was going to do a mighty miracle for this woman. And not only would Elijah be sustained, the widow and her son would be sustained also. Praise the Lord. That's our God who knows how to make a way. Praise our God. And yes, Elijah went on to say in verse 14, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God knows how to take care of us. He knows how to make a way. I love this story. Praise the Lord. Oh, she just had just a little bit of meal left in the big barrel. Oh, just a little oil left in her cruse. And she figured it was just enough to, you know, make whatever was sufficient for the moment, whatever she could get out of that, and that would be it. But thank our God. Oh, who goes so beyond it. Oh, He multiplied the loaves and the fishes, didn't He, when He walked this earth? Oh, yes, He made a way. Oh, to feed the people there on the days when He walked this earth. And so it was here in the day of Elijah. God made a way for him. And though, yes, you know, God told him to flee, he was sustained. First by the brook Cherith, and then by the widow at Zarephath. Praise our God. But it's such an amazing story. And we know that this lasted for quite a period of time because, you know, it tells us in the 18th chapter, it was the third year that, you know, again, God talked to Elijah and told him to go show himself unto Ahab, and now he would send rain upon the earth. And, oh my, there was a sore famine in Samaria at this point. Oh, they were hardly finding food at all. And it tells us the story here. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And again, look at, they were in danger also, these prophets, this maniac, Jezebel, this pagan woman was, you know, she was looking for all the prophets. She was going to kill every single one of them. But here is a man that had faith, Obadiah. And yes, he took 100 prophets and he hid them by 50s in a cave. And every day he fed them with bread and water. And it was another way that God was sustaining these prophets that feared the Lord and obeyed God. And so the story continues here in verse 5. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land, unto all fountains of water, and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. You see, it was a time of famine, and here's the king of Samaria, or of Israel, if you would like to call it that, you know, who was suffering, and also, obviously, the livestock was suffering. Obviously, Many of them had already died. But so he has sent Obadiah to go find a place where there might be grass so they could take the horses and the mules to that place, to that location, so they could drink, so they wouldn't be lost. So it goes on to tell us, verse 6, so they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself, oh, just looking to find a little bit of water, a little bit of green grass, so yes, the cattle could continue to survive. He tells us, verse 7, and as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him and fell on his face and said, art thou that my Lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And oh my, this was hard for Obadiah. I mean, oh my, he knew all the vengeance that was in Ahab's heart and all what he had already done to try to, definitely he would have, you know, gladly killed Elijah. But God had hit him and all these other prophets and everything else. And now Obadiah, oh my, well, I can't, if I go tell, you know, the king that you're here, I'm probably going to get it. And he went on to say, Obadiah, and he said, what have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from thee that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee away, whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord for my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. Oh my, well, God is greater than that. All our worries, and all our fears, oh, sometimes, oh, our mind gets so boggled down with such things. Oh, that's all we can think of sometimes is what if? Oh, now what's going to happen? Now I'm really in a jam. Now there's no way out. And Obadiah was a little bit worried at this moment. And I think it's so amazing because, yeah, how God hid Elijah. I think it is so amazing how, yes, Ahab and I'm sure Jezebel had sent their people out to try to find this man, this one man, Elijah. And they had sought everywhere, every nation and kingdom, to try to find him. And when they said he's not here, they made that king or whoever swear, I would say. They took an oath of that kingdom and nation. You know, you're positive, you know. And, you know, they had to verify it. But, oh, the Lord had hid Elijah. And that is so beautiful. The Lord had hid Elijah, and they could find him. Isn't that wonderful? You know, we live in a different time, I know, other than Elijah. I mean, we have other things to be concerned about, you know, surveillance and everything else. But praise the Lord, our God is the same. If he helped Elijah, who feared him and did his work, he can help us. And I believe he's going to. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love how this all happened. And oh my, we know that, oh, the rest of the story that Obadiah was okay. And, you know, he did go to meet Ahab and tell him that, you know, you're going to meet Elijah. And so it was. You know, it was that day where they had that contest. And oh, yes. There on Mount Carmel, and praise the Lord through the mighty works of God in the rest of this chapter. The hearts of the children of Israel were turned back to God. They had been so confused by all that the leadership had promoted. And oh yes, Baal and all the other entities that they served. Oh my, it had confused the people that they didn't even know who the true God was anymore. But praise the Lord, here in this 18th chapter of 1 Kings, and what a wonderful story this is. Praise the Lord. The hearts of the children of Israel were turned back to God so that they knew that God was indeed God. Praise the Lord, He is God. Praise the Lord, and oh yes, God did a mighty work. Oh, praise the Lord in this 18th chapter of 1 Kings. Praise the Lord. But oh, I just love how the Lord takes care of His people. He did it in old, and I believe He's going to do it for us. Oh yes, as we stand in this late hour before the coming of the Lord. So back here in Psalms 27, it says in verse 5, "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." And oh my, David knew what it was like to be spared. You know, in fact, Psalms 18 is one of David's psalms where he is praising the Lord. It's a song of praise, of deliverance from what God has done. It's the same as 2 Samuel 22, actually. But oh, he says in verse 1 and 2, and he said, "I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the mighty God we serve, oh, who knows how to deliver us through every circumstance that would come upon us. Oh, my, no matter what it is. Would be a ravenous beast or, oh, somebody who's aiming to kill us. God knows how to deliver us. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, oh, David had this wonderful song of praise here in the 18th chapter of Psalms. Verse 3, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." Oh, praise the Lord, oh, the story. "The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him, even into His ears." Praise the Lord. And oh my, oh, God made Himself known. It says, "Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because He was wroth. There went up a smoke out of His nostrils, and fire out of His mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under His feet. And He rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, He did fly upon the wings of the wind." Praise the Lord. Oh, and he goes on to describe it. It's quite a wonderful story. Oh, how the Lord knows how to deliver us. Praise the Lord. But praise the Lord. Verse 6 here in Psalms 27, it says, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Oh, the praises that come forth. Oh my, because the Lord has delivered us. He has set us free. Oh yes, He has given us salvation. He has given us a hope beyond this world. And oh yes, we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, there is reason to worship the Lord. There is reason to offer sacrifices of joy. There is a reason to sing His praises. Oh, my, sometimes, I'll tell you, Sunday was like that. It was all the wonderful praises that well up within our hearts. You know, obviously, it was wonderful. And praise the Lord, I almost felt like I was being lifted off the piano bench, to tell you the truth. When the presence of the Lord comes down, everything else, you know, becomes trivial. It all dissolves. When God's presence, have you been there? Have you been in that place where His presence comes down? I'll tell you, when you worship Him in spirit and in truth, and He seeks us to worship Him, oh, He needs such to worship Him. He insists upon it. But praise the Lord when we worship Him with all our heart. Oh, His glorious, wonderful presence comes down. It fills the temple. Praise the Lord, our being. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His wonderful works unto the children of men. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, how we need to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who has redeemed us from this world. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, oh, David knew what it was like. Oh, we know how it was when the ark was coming back. Oh, finally, after all those many years when it was without. And they had tried to bring it back before. And oh, there were errors that were made and so on. And here it was, finally coming back. And David danced before the Lord. Oh, it was so beautiful. The ark, which represented the presence of the Lord, was coming back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it was a wonderful, glorious day. Oh, sometimes you can't contain it. Praise the Lord. When the presence of the Lord comes down, yes, like I said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise the Lord. Oh, that sense of rejoicing. Oh, the Lord has delivered me. The Lord has set me free. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, David knew what it was like to go through troubles and trials. Oh, yes, it tells us in the rest of this chapter, it seems like the tone kind of changes, and it seems like there's some reflection upon the things that David had gone through, some of the battles that he had fought. Oh, here it says in verse 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." Oh, those desperate moments. Oh, there's no one else to turn to. There's no other one to seek. And oh my, we need an answer. Oh, that desperateness that comes from our being. Oh, yes, when we cry out with all our heart, with our voice. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, and my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." Oh, how we need the Lord. Oh, has this been your cry? Have you ever been in that place where, oh, you needed an answer from the Lord, and oh, you were desperate and you had to have an answer? Oh, we need to get to that place. God answers when we get desperate with Him. I believe the psalmist was desperate. "Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." Oh, praise the Lord, that plea. Oh, God, I've got to have an answer. I've got to have some help, Lord. I've got this problem. Oh, the doctors can't do it. They can't intervene. They don't know what to tell me. I've got to have an answer. Oh, there's no one else to pay the debt. And there's no one else to restore my place of living. I need an answer. Oh, we often get into those predicaments. But praise the Lord, oh, we can cry out to our God. It says in verse 10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." And oh, there's no human being that can always be omnipresent, to always help us and always have that kind of wisdom to know how to help us. But praise the Lord, we have a God who knows how to answer. He knows how to intervene. He knows how to help us. So we just cry out with all our heart. Praise the Lord, it says in verse 11, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Oh, yes, a plain path, a simple path, one that I can see clearly. I don't want it to be obscure. I want to know where I must go. I want the answer. I want to see it. And then sometimes, I don't know, sometimes it's a walk by faith. Maybe God won't completely tell us until we start walking. We start obeying, we start doing, we start showing faith. But praise the Lord, the Lord's going to make it clear. He's going to answer, He's going to intervene. Praise the Lord, I believe this. Praise our God. He says in verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breed out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh yes, oh, except that God help me, then I have no hope. I have no other alternative. I have no other place to go. But praise the Lord, we can go to our God, and He knows how to help us. Praise the Lord. This chapter ends, verse 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Oh, yes, waiting means that we're not giving up. We may not have the answer. It may not quite be there, but we are waiting. We are knowing that He's going to come through. Praise the Lord. And yes, we are not giving up if we are waiting on the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, yes. Here's an answer, how to find God, how to get the answers. He said in verse 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Yes, lift up your heart. Have faith. Believe. Don't faint. And He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Waiting is not giving up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to Psalm 46 right now. And praise the Lord, this psalm relates to the end days. I believe we're in the end days. And oh my, I think we need some encouragement in these times that we live in. Oh, I just thank God. I have the privilege to be here tonight. We're broadcasting here tonight. I thank the Lord. It's a privilege. And it may not, you know, things may change. There's a lot of nasties in this world and a lot of potential. But praise the Lord, it tells us here in Psalms 46, verse 1. Oh, this is so beautiful. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now that's, He is, how could it be clearer? Praise the Lord. A very present help in trouble. Oh, thank the Lord. We can always cry out to Him, and He knows and is willing to help us. It tells us in verse 2, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. You know, my, in the midst of everything we're going through right now, I know, yes, we've seen such things as tropical storms and hurricanes, yes, in great numbers, much more so than typically. Oh, yes, there's always volcanoes that spout off, and of course, you know, all the wildfires right now besides, but all these things. But yet, it tells us we will not fear. We will not fear. And I mean, how could it be more, you know, while then the earth being removed, I mean, though the earth be removed, I mean, you know, that's about as bad as it could be, right? And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Well, it's going to happen, isn't it? All this earth is going to vanish, and it's going to be soon. Oh, praise the Lord, this earth is going to pass away. All the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. The earth and all that is therein is going to be burnt up. Oh, yes, as it tells us in 2 Peter, that third chapter. Oh, yes, even the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise. It's all going to go. But praise the Lord. For the child of God, we see all these things begin to come to pass. We are to lift up our heads and rejoice, knowing that our redemption draweth nigh. Praise the Lord. So therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is going to be with us no matter how turbulent it gets, how troublesome it gets. Our God has promised that He would be with His people even until the end of the world. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 tells us, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Oh, praise the Lord. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that wonderful river. Seems to me Jesus talked about that river. Oh, yes. I'm not finished here with this psalm, but we go to John, the 7th chapter. I believe Jesus was talking about that river. Oh, yes, that river that makes glad the city of God, the children of God, the people of God. Oh, yes, in John, the 7th chapter, verse 37, it tells us in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Oh, that living water that He offered the Samaritan woman. That living water that He's offered us that we can take of. Oh, yes. Oh, from drinking from that well that never shall run dry. Praise the Lord. Jesus said in verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord who puts his spirit down inside our being, that living water. Praise the Lord. Oh, that lasting flow, that everlasting flow, that flow of water that is not limited. Praise the Lord. There's always more of it. It tells us in verse 39 here in John 7, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, praise the Lord. No, it all had to follow its course. And after Jesus ascended into heaven again, praise the Lord, he sent back his Spirit. Praise the Lord, he sent it back, didn't he? That they which believe on him might receive. Praise the Lord, the promise for his children, those that believe on him. Oh, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost. As it fell on the day of Pentecost. Oh, yes, that began there at that time. The Feast of Pentecost in the second chapter of the book of Acts. For praise the Lord, it's for us today. Oh, yes. It's for us. All that the Lord our God shall call, as Peter declared on the day of Pentecost. Oh, yes, for those that believe. And here's this reference here in the 46th chapter of Psalms. Verse 4 again, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place, the tabernacles of the Most High, the dwelling places of the Most High. What is that? What is that? Right now, God doesn't have a temple for his people. No, because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the dwelling place or the tabernacle of the Most High. When he puts his spirit within us, when he sends back the Holy Ghost, he comes to dwell in our beings. Praise the Lord to lead us, to guide us into all truth. Oh, praise the Lord. I love verse 5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. We're part of a kingdom that is not going to be moved. No, Jesus established a kingdom that the gates of hell cannot come against. No power on earth can oppose it. Now the devil in all his attempts will not. He will not overcome it. By any means. No, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for so great salvation. Oh, God, in the midst of his people. Oh, God. Oh, yes, who hears the praises of his people, who lives in the praises of his people, as Psalms 22 tells us that he inhabits the praises of his people. He lives in the praises of his people. God is in the midst of her, his church, his people, his tabernacles. Praise the Lord, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Oh, the response of God, who so willingly, oh, came to this earth. Oh, yes, to bring us salvation, to die in our stead. Oh, yes, to make us his sons and his daughters. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that we might come unto him, that we might be recipients of that living water. Praise the Lord. Would we turn our life over to the Lord in repentance and obeying his command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. If you've not received it yet, worship him. He dwells. He inhabits the praises of his people. You know, he'll come down. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, all at once it will happen. He'll take your tongue. Praise the Lord. And all at once you realize he's talking through you. Praise the Lord. He's moving your tongue. Oh, you're praising the Lord in another language. Oh, thank the Lord, just as it happened on the day of Pentecost. Praise the Lord, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. And then, oh yes, the rest of this chapter. It seems like it's so relevant to these moments right now. It says the heathen raged. Oh yes, and oh, are the heathen raging right now? Oh yeah, the second Psalms. Of course, tells us how the heathen raged and the people imagined a vain thing. Oh, yes, that one world, you know, coming against the Lord, really, and bringing about their own thing, their own millennium, their one world, their own little kingdom. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Oh, the plotting and the planning. Oh, yes. Oh, my, yeah, it seems like there, you know, there's a lot of things in the making. We've seen all this rage this year. And oh, yes, as, oh, the devil is pressing. Oh, he's trying to bring about that beast system in a greater way, than, oh, you know, even is, to bring about his kingdom. But praise the Lord, there's a greater one. Oh, yes, and he is going to come. He's going to disrupt the plans of those that are opposing God Almighty and his people. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the heathen raged, as it tells us in verse 6 here, Psalms 46. And in the second part, the kingdoms were moved. And all at once, praise the Lord, the Lord himself descending from heaven with a shout. the voice of an archangel and the trump of God. And praise the Lord, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here it is. If this is happening here in this psalm, the heathen raged. Okay, they're doing their thing. And, you know, in this case, they didn't. And they were moved. And here it is. He's coming. He's coming. Our God is coming. He uttered his voice. And the earth melted. All things that, you know, have been prophesied there, 2 Peter 3 and many other places. And praise the Lord. Verse 7 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Praise the Lord, there he is. He's come, the one that we waited for. Oh, yes, it says, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. Oh, my, as he comes with vengeance. That moment when every eye shall see him, and oh, yes, everything else begins, oh, yes, to be dissolved and banished and shaken and smitten in every way possible. The Lord working his work. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth, tells us in verse 9. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. All of that, everything snapped. And it's over. You know, crack. You know, it all goes. You know, the end of everything. Their attempts to come against God and his people. It's over. Their bow is broken. You know, everything that they were using, all their weaponry, is smitten by the might of God. Oh, spear in sunder. And oh my, the chariots. You know, that would, you know, include everything in today's modern world. And praise the Lord, he's going to burn it. It's going to be dissolved. It's going to be broken. It's going to be cut. Oh, and that's the end of it. That's the end of all of this nastiness. Whatever man has attempted to do against God and against his people. Verse 10 tells us, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. He is going to get the glory. They're all going to see him. They're all going to need to acknowledge. They will, every one of them, acknowledge that he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Oh, yes, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is God. Amen. To the glory of God the Father, that he is Lord, that he is the Savior, that he is the Messiah. It's going to be so apparent. It's going to be so obvious. It is coming. Oh, yeah, be still. And know that I am God. Oh, it's going to happen. Oh, there's going to be no question at that moment of his authority, of his might, of his power, oh, of his preeminence. There's going to be no question at that moment. He is going to be exalted above and among the heathen. And he's going to be exalted in the earth. Oh, my. Oh, he came as a lowly babe the first time. Oh, yes, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Oh, my. They hardly knew it, did they, that he was the King of kings and the Lord of lords. But praise the Lord, this time when he comes again, oh, yes, that great shout. Oh, yes, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God. Oh, yes, all the other happenstances, all the things that follow one after the other, all these mighty events as this world comes to its end. And yes, His people, oh yes, all brought together, caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, what a moment that will be. It tells us all this. Every eye is going to see Him as He comes with clouds, with His witnesses, with His people, His children. Every eye is going to see Him. And they also which pierced Him. Oh, yes, the resurrection. All that follows. Even those that pierced Him are going to see and know and mourn and weep and travail and wail. All kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. Oh, yes, He that liveth and was dead, but behold, He is alive forevermore. Praise the Lord. So it tells us there in that first chapter of Revelation, verse 18, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Oh, there it is. That final judgment. Oh, that long awaited moment when our God comes, oh yes, to judge this earth in righteousness, and yes, to bring His people home, oh yes, to bring about His new heavens and His new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Oh, it'll be so different. All the suffering of this world, all the temptations, all the trials, all the tests, all the hardships, all of that will be over. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, John witnessed there. Oh, there in the 21st chapter of Revelation, the new heaven and the new earth. For the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And it says in verse 2 here, Revelation 21, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Oh, praise the Lord. He shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, it tells us in the next verse. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, making all things new. And yes, He that is coming is the one that is true and faithful. Praise our wonderful God. Oh, praise the Lord. He is coming again. And oh, yes, all at once it's going to be. Oh, the earth being moved and everything else. The kingdoms moved. And oh, the great shout as the Lord descends from heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. All that. As everything that we know on this earth comes to its final end. Our God will come. And what a glorious, wonderful day that will be. Praise the Lord. Let's go to one more place here as I get ready to close here. Isaiah chapter 41. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 41. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 10 here, this 41st chapter of Isaiah, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord who has promised that he would be with his people. Praise the Lord in the midst of his people. Oh, yes, praise the Lord, that God who is faithful and true, the God who keeps his promises. Oh, how he told us here, that 10th verse of Isaiah 41, fear thee not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is with us. And we don't have to fear what is coming upon the face of this earth. Oh, yes. So we see all these things that we never wanted to see coming before us. And we don't know what they're going to try to demand us even to do. But all we know that our God will be with us. And we don't have to fear because our God is with us. We don't have to be dismayed because he's our God. And he's going to strengthen us. He's going to help us. He's going to uphold us with his right hand of his righteousness. And praise the Lord, how we want to be in that place of his pavilion. Oh, that place of safety. Oh, that shelter that the Lord has placed for his people there in his presence. Oh, that secret place of the Most High God. Oh, praise the Lord for all those that came against him, opposed him, were incensed against him. They're going to be ashamed and confounded. Oh my, all other plots, other plans, other cunning, other devices have come to naught. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's going to be as nothing. And all those that strove against the people of the Lord are going to perish. Oh, praise the Lord. Isn't it beautiful? He said, fear thou not. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, praise the Lord. Our confidence, our hope in the Lord, the one who can help us, who can deliver us, who can save us, who can heal us. Oh, yes, who strengthens us day by day. Praise the Lord with his wonderful word and with his spirit that he pours out upon his people. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you love him tonight? Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, God. We worship you, Lord. Oh, God, we beseech thee, Lord, and ask that thy presence would come down, Lord. Oh, and God, that you'd fill us with thy hope. Oh, God, with thy power, with thy might. And oh, God, give us that strength. And let us not be afraid, I pray. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, help us to fear not. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise our God. He's with us. Praise the Lord. Fear thou not. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, God. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Praise thy holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We're going to open our chorus books tonight. In closing, to number 151, we're going to sing Be Still and Know. Number 151.
Mm-hmm. be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God is God. He will be exalted among the heathen. He will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that God is God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God is God. He will be exalted among the heathen. He will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that God is God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God is God. He will be exalted among the heathen. He will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that God is God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Be safe. Praise the Lord.